Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to The Bistro. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm your host, Elena Spinola. This is a time of year that many are graduating from their college or postgraduate programs and are entering the workforce. Here to speak with us on the latest hiring trends and predictions, as well as recruiting tools and workforce skills of the future, is Edwin Koch, Director of Research at the National Association of Colleges and Employers. Thank you so much for joining us today, Edwin.
Thanks, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is going to be a really insightful discussion for graduates and also those just entering college as they're planning their professional future. So for those that don't know, can you give us a little bit of background about the National Association for Colleges and Employers?
Okay, the NACE, the National Association of Colleges and Employers, is a nonprofit membership organization whose mission is to facilitate the hiring of the college-educated. In that regard, the core of our membership are those individuals and organizations that are central to recruiting and promoting the hiring of the college-educated. So we have in the membership approximately 2,000 colleges and universities that are members, and on the employer side, we have about 1,000 companies, both public and private sector companies, that actively recruit the college educated.
Got it. And you yourself have been with NACE for about 11 years, so you've definitely seen a lot of the trends over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, NACE Research has a long-standing history of supporting the field with quantitative research, forecasting hiring trends, as we said, in the job market, tracking starting salaries of recent college graduates, and other benchmarks. Can you tell us about some of your most recent reports and what they indicate for current hiring trends for recent graduates?
We do two real close market surveys. One is a job outlook survey where we interview our employer members about what they think their hiring is going to be for the coming year. So it's a projection, and it comes directly from those 1,000 employer members. On the other side, what we do is we collect data from our colleges and universities that where they compile the number of their graduates that got employed, go on to higher education, graduate school, for example, or are still seeking. So about 6 months after the end of the college year, what we have found is that in general, the college hiring market has been very strong for the last few years. Really, since the class of 2015, it's been very stable and strong. But our employer members this year are projecting a slight decrease, approximately 1.8% decrease in the amount of students they're going to recruit. But there are some kind of peculiarities in what we found this year.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Share some insight about why that is.
Well, there are two industrial sectors that are being hit very hard at the moment. One is retail, and I think we are all aware of what's happening in retail. The fact of the online shopping has kind of killed some of the actual stores, and the amount of retail in the malls and the like has been decreasing, and that's affected the kind of hiring that companies are doing. And the other sector has been insurance, which is a huge sector in terms of hiring graduates coming out of college. And the weather played a huge part. The last summer's weather, the number of hurricanes and the losses the insurance companies took in responding to the hurricanes has just put them behind the eight ball in terms of being able to up their recruiting, up their hiring. And so they put a basic total freeze on hiring, and that's lowered our numbers.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Let's talk about job offer rates and starting salaries. Are they dependent on, for example, whether a student had an internship, whether it was paid or an unpaid internship, and the sector in which the student served that internship?
Yeah. The internships have become extremely important. In the 11 years I've been here, they've transformed tremendously in terms of how central they are to college recruiting. And students that have had an internship experience before they've graduated tend to have a much better chance of getting a job offer, particularly right at graduation. And it's basically those students that are in an internship program where the employer is taking an evaluation of that student, the graduate, as a potential employee, and bringing them directly on after their internship. That happens a lot, but that happens almost predominantly in internships that are paid. And
sure.
A lot of the unpaid internships are in the nonprofit or government sector, where that kind of transition isn't available. So the advantages the student in an unpaid internship has that don't tend to be reflected until a little bit later on after graduation. But in terms of salary, both do better in the long run.
Got it. So for anyone listening right now, headed to college, or for parents listening, you might want to encourage your child to go ahead and take an internship, whether it's paid or unpaid. And I'm assuming, you know, if you are a young adult in college and you have a good idea of what you think you want to do, then it makes sense to perhaps look at those internships that are paid in the industry you think you want to be in, right? And maybe get a job with that company afterwards.
Well, absolutely. To be honest with you, taking an internship is a great way to test out what you think your life choice might want to be, what your career direction might want to be. There are a number of students that I know that have gone into an internship, whether it's paid or unpaid, and have experienced the actual profession, if you will, and have said, well, I don't really want to do this. And
right.
What they've done is they've changed their major and changed the direction in which they're headed after college. And it actually serves them well. Even if the internship experience is negative, it's still a learning experience.
Absolutely. I would agree with that for sure. So let's talk about some good stuff that people want to know about. Highest starting salaries. So what degrees are expected to command those highest starting salaries at the bachelor's degree level for the class of 2018?
Well, it's actually been very stable over the years. The hot area right now is computer science, and that's been true probably for the last 3 or 4 years. Before that, it was engineering. Engineering is still strong in terms of demanding a high compensation, but it isn't at the same level as computer science is right now, and which is extremely strong. Beyond that, some of the academic majors that have done well and that traditionally do well are accounting and finance. They've been very stable. Interestingly enough, some of the liberal arts majors they're not as strong overall, but their increases have been pretty substantial the last couple of years, surprisingly so.
Sure. So good information. Again, for anyone headed to college, if they, you know, that's important to them, and for those looking for employment right now. Also, for students listening, can you share what are some of the key attributes that employers are seeking on student resumes?
When an employer tends to look at a resume, right, with their first focus is probably going to be the academic major. Within the academic major, what they're really focused on are their potential contribution, and they're looking at kind of professionalism and work ethic. And what they do is they focus on the grade point average. It kind of gives you an indication from the employer standpoint of the work ethic that the student has. And so a lot of our members, what they'll do is they'll they cut off at the 3.0 level. And below that, they don't tend to look further at the resume. Beyond that, they're very interested in finding communication skills or the experience in the work environment. And there's where an internship or some work experience, particularly in the industry that that the employer's in, to see if the student has had some experience in that area. So again, you go back to the internship. But even if the student doesn't get a direct offer out of their internship, and you know it's a little bit delayed, when they're in the job market and they have the internship experience on the resume and can speak well about the internship experience, that becomes very important. You can't underestimate once you get past the resume, how important it is that the student perform well in the interview with the employer. And
sure, absolutely.
And that is a huge advantage when you can go in and you can speak well about your experiences, both academically and most importantly in the work environment.
Right. So great communication skills. So listen, as we wrap up this interview, people want to know, what are the hot jobs on the market today? You mentioned some of the highest starting salaries. What are some of the hot jobs on the market?
Well, hot jobs are, you know, it's a really interesting thing. One of the, for years, the hottest job in the coming out of college, both in terms of getting job offers and the starting salary, was petroleum engineering. And the last couple of years, that kind of fell off. And right now, the really hot jobs are, the hot major was mechatronics engineering. For those that don't know the term mechatronics, that really refers to robotics. And that's the combination of computer science and engineering skills. And that computer engineering area, that's probably the single hottest area right now.
Single hottest area. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Edwin, we want to thank you so much for joining us today on The Bistro. This has been a really great discussion. You've shared really excellent, helpful tips with us, helpful information. As we wrap up here, what is your very best tip for any individual preparing to enter the workforce this year?
I don't know that I have a single best tip, but if I had a single best tip, it would be to be prepared for the interview that you get with the employer.
Absolutely. That makes great sense. So you've got the GPA going for you. You finally got the interview. Now you need to prepare and have a great interview with great communication skills. It makes a lot of sense. Can you share your website for our listeners?
Our website is www.naceweb, that's NACEWEB.org.
All right, Edwin, thank you again so much.
Thank you.
The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elaine Espinola, and I thank you for listening. We encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business and hiring trends in the workforce with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.